So, I was going to do a voice thing, or a recording. My first initial recording, when friends first asked, when is this, months ago? I thought sort of a jingle thing. So I tried to play a part of the piece of North and South, but that was way too melancholic. That did not work. I couldn't say Fan Stravaganza to something very melancholic. And then I thought, well, let's see if I can come up with a jingle on my xylophone. Mind, I'm not that good of a musician. So I couldn't come up with something good. And then I recorded me saying Fan Stravaganza to the beat of a One Republic song that phrases all the right moves, since, hey, RA does have all the right moves and all the right places. And because our fandom has all the right places, and we are all friends, and it's all about the love, you know. But anyway, it became all outdated, so it didn't quite sound that good. So here's me talking about, what am I talking about? I'm talking about the fact that I do love The Voice. If he were to disappear, if he were to decide acting was not his thing, or I wouldn't mind so much. I really wouldn't mind. But I would really would love for him to continue doing audio recordings. I love his reading. I love to hear his voice. Because it's such a unique talent to be able to say things so differently, completely differently. And I truly enjoy the audiobooking experience. Besides the audiobooks, I love his narrations. I love how he works with his voice. But all that, really, I don't think I would have started engaging in a fandom. At this point, what amazes me the most is all you guys. The talent out there, the friendship that I've developed over the past year, the writers, the vidders. Yes, that's another thing. I sort of started collecting fan videos because I love music, and there was nothing better about watching him and listening to his music. And not his music, obviously, but just great songs. I discovered all this different kind of music just because. And then I started figuring out, it wasn't that hard to figure out how to, via Elvira site, to download it and then to convert it and then to put it on my iPod so I could watch it on TV. And then I had to figure out, because I wanted to get stuff on my TV, watch stuff on my TV that she did not necessarily have. So this is, a year later, I've lost count. I'd have to go look in the hundreds, 500 something videos. Yeah, crazy. But that's my favorite thing on Saturday, Sunday morning, lay in bed, lazy, watch those videos. Not necessarily watch them all the time. They're on the background or and of course, the pinnacle of my year, it has been a month ago to meet up with two fans and to get to, that was a blast. And I hope in years to come, it's sort of on my bucket list to meet up with other people, that we've been talking about. So for me, that is the gift of Richard Armitage, is the talent, the community that he has brought together, and I'm not even talking about fan fiction. All the talented people who write these stories, that has been a blast. And all those people who were willing to post stuff on Wattpad. When I first started, there was nothing. There was no North and South, nothing on there, and so it's just been totally, totally cool.